Radio Prague News.
The Czech government and the country's churches have agreed on a 17-year transitional period as part of their property settlement deal. One of the attackers in Sunday's mass street fight in the North Bohemian town of Rumburg has turned himself in to the police. And the 5th International Expat Folklore Festival has begun in Prague. The Czech government has reached an agreement with the country's churches on a 17-year transitional period as part of their property settlement deal, Culture Minister Jiří Besser told reporters on Thursday. Over the first 3 years, the government will continue paying the full costs of religious ministers' salaries and the church's administrative expenses. For the remaining 14 years, payments from the state will decrease by 5% each year. Thursday's deal was the final detail approved by the government and the churches. Earlier this month, the churches agreed to the government's proposal to physically return 56% of church property confiscated by the communist regime in the 1950s, now worth around 75 billion crowns, while the churches will receive some 59 billion crowns in compensation for the rest. One of the attackers in Sunday's mass street fight in the North Bohemian town of Rumburg turned himself in to the police early on Thursday morning. The 25-year-old man was charged with racially motivated attempted bodily harm, a police spokesman said. If convicted, the man will face up to 12 years in prison. The police had earlier charged 6 other attackers in connection with the street fight. 2 of them have been arrested. On Sunday, ethnic tensions in the poor northern Bohemian region of Shluknov culminated in a street fight when around 20 Romanis attacked 6 ethnic Czechs. The Czech government has meanwhile reinforced police presence in the region, sending in a unit of riot police. The Labour and Social Affairs Ministry will abolish infant homes in the Czech Republic by the year 2013, Minister Jaromír Drábek told reporters on Thursday. The announcement comes after the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, called on the Czech government to stop placing infants under 3 years of age in such homes. Mr. Drábek said that beginning on the 1st of January 2013, babies under 3 will be placed in individual foster care, while by 2016, children under the age of 7 will no longer be placed in these homes. There are 34 infant homes in the Czech Republic. Some 2,000 babies and infants stayed in them last year, around half of them due to their family's failure to provide adequate care. Czech Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek and the Danish ambassador to Prague, Ole Emil Mørsby, signed on Thursday a new agreement between the two countries to prevent tax evasions and double taxation of their citizens. The previous treaty, signed in 1982, no longer reflected the new political, economic and tax conditions, a spokesman for the Czech Finance Ministry said. The new agreement determines the right of the two countries in levying income tax on subjects that are active in one country and based in the other. It also sets down the principle for the cooperation of Danish and Czech tax authorities and the exchange of related information. The 5th International Compatriot Folklore Festival began in Prague on Thursday. The 3-day event brings together 13 ensembles from Ukraine, Hungary, Serbia, Croatia and other countries. Around 400 participants in the festival will appear at several venues in the capital, including the seat of the Czech Senate. The festival will conclude with a procession of the participants in the Hradčany district on Sunday. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The end of the week will be hot, with mostly clear skies and occasional storms. Daytime highs should range between 33 and 36 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.